Today I'm going to quickly show you how to set up a SharePoint farm in Microsoft Azure. The first thing we're going to do is go ahead and select Marketplace, and then we're going to get into Virtual Machines, clicking there. And then you're going to see SharePoint Server Form directly at the top. We're going to click the Create button, which is going to start the process for us to configure this SharePoint farm. We'll give it just a second here. And what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and insert a resource group name. This is going to be important. This is where all of our resources are going to live for the farm. And then we're going to type in the username that we want to log into the virtual machines and farm with. And then the password. So we're going to put in our password and confirm it here. And then we're going to go ahead and we're going to start the configuration here. So we're going to go ahead and open up the domain controller. And you can see it already has some default prefixes in there. We're going to change that real quick. And as we do that, we're going to go ahead and leave the domain name as it is. And then we'll go here. You can see this the pricing tiers. So we're going to go in. We'll leave this as the standard A1 machine for now. And what we're going to do next is go into SQL Server. SharePoint's backed by SQL Server. We're going to go ahead and update the name here. And you can see we can also pick pricing tiers here as well. As well as give credentials if we need to. We're going to use the defaults for now. We're going to go ahead now and pick the SharePoint farm servers. Go ahead and put in the name here. And we'll leave the defaults here as well. We could specify credentials if we need to. I'm going to click OK. All right, and then we have optional configurations. We can set up some other configurations if we need to. So we have a network here. We have a storage account and some other configuration we could do as well. And we're going to go ahead and click OK on this as well. And then we're going to go ahead and click OK here. And we can also pick our subscription as well as where we want this to be located. So we're going to go ahead and pick West US here. And then we just click Create. And after we click the Create button here, all we have to do is wait for about 25 minutes or so, and we should get our SharePoint farm all set up in the background. All right, so it's been about 20 minutes now, and we're going to go ahead and click on our SharePoint farm. We'll open it up here so we can see all the resources associated to it. And then we're going to see all the virtual machines that are associated. So we have a SharePoint farm, we have SQL, we have a domain controller, which we're going to click into here. We could connect into it with RDP if we need to. But that's all of our machines that we have from a SharePoint farm. So all we had to do is configure it up front, click the Create button, and it created all the machines in the background that we need for a SharePoint farm. So as you can see, it's very easy to set up a SharePoint server farm in Azure.